This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The monsoon session of Parliament will begin from the 21st of next month. This came in the backdrop of opposition parties' demand to convene a special session of Parliament to discuss Operation Sindoor. Talking to media in New Delhi, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the session will conclude on the 12th of August. This will be the first Parliament session after Operation Sindoor, which was launched by India following the barbaric Pahalgam terrorist attack. The government is working on building a consensus among all political parties to initiate the process to bring an impeachment motion against former Delhi High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma. A large stash of cash was recovered from the official residence of Justice Yashwant Verma in New Delhi a few months ago. Talking to media in New Delhi, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the impeachment motion against Justice Verma is a matter related to corruption in the judiciary.
The impeachment motion against Justice Yashwant Verma is a matter related to the corruption in judiciary. So there is no scope for any politicking. There is no scope for taking separate political positions for every party. So we would like to have a united stand. The parliament as a whole will have to come together to discuss this matter.
The government has decided to conduct the population census in 2027 in two phases, along with the enumeration of castes. The reference date for the census will be the 1st of March 2027. In a statement, the Union Home Ministry said the reference date for Ladakh and the non-synchronous snowbound areas of Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand will be the 1st of October 2026. The notification for the intent of conducting the population census with these reference dates is likely to be published in the Official Gazette on the 16th of this month. The last census was conducted in 2011 in two phases. Union Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal has embarked on a two-day official visit to Italy to further deepen economic cooperation between India and Italy. During the visit, the minister will co-chair the 22nd session of the India-Italy Joint Commission for Economic Cooperation with Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation of Italy, Antonio Tajani, in Rome. The session will offer both sides an opportunity to assess progress and identify new avenues for collaboration in high-impact areas. India has cautioned the Asian Development Bank regarding the possibility of misuse of its resources on extending any form of financial support to Pakistan. Sources said that New Delhi has shared deep concerns regarding the potential misuse of ADB resources, particularly in the light of Islamabad's increasing defense expenditure, its declining tax-to-GDP ratio, and the lack of demonstrable progress on key macroeconomic reforms. Indian Railways has deactivated 2.5 crore suspected user IDs for unauthorized bookings. The Ministry of Railways in a statement today said that through the deployment of cutting-edge anti-bot systems and integration with the leading content delivery network CDN service provider, it has significantly curbed unauthorized automated bookings by unscrupulous agents and improved the access of the website to the genuine users. The new system has effectively mitigated all bot traffic, which peaks during the first 5 minutes of Tatkal. In Karnataka, the celebrations for the first ever IPL victory of the Royal Challengers Bengaluru turned tragic as at least 7 persons were killed while 24 others were injured following a stampede near the Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. The stampede took place when thousands of fans attempted to enter the stadium in a hurry from various gates. The injured have been shifted to a nearby hospital. In Philippines, a national public health emergency has been recommended amid a 500% surge in HIV cases among the country's youth. Health Secretary Teodoro Herbosa said a significant increase was recorded among individuals aged 15 to 25 years. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert over Assam for heavy to extremely heavy rainfall today. The IMD has forecast extremely heavy rain over Meghalaya today. Light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds up to 50 km per hour are likely over Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbh, Chhattisgarh, Bihar and Jharkhand till tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.